was an AP bio, though, so.
Oh, look at you. That's short for advanced placement.
And AP physics.
APP.
I was smart for Florida high school.
So dumb is what he's saying.
I think they're like 50 in the nation, so yeah, pretty much.
Good grief.
Yeah. Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places. I'm Adam.
I'm Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
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 So you got some interesting stuff to talk about today, don't you?
I do. And we're probably hitting up one of the bigger ones that we've talked about yet. Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Walk the skin. Walk the skin. I made that up.
Nice.
It was bad. Anyway, fun fact, while we dive in, Skinwalker Ranch is the most studied paranormal hotspot on the entire Earth.
It's
not just a bold claim. It's not just a bold claim, though. It's actually true. A lot of that has to do with the current owner being totally open to anyone and everyone coming to check it out.
We should come check it out.
We should. They would welcome us with open arms. They would probably tell us not to, but, you know, they're down.
Nice.
They're down for us to come visit. But yeah, the current owner has a show. There's a show on, I believe it's on History Channel. What's it called? Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. They're on like they just finished the second season or whatever. But it's an interesting show. I've seen it. I've read a lot about Skinwalker Ranch, seen a lot of specials on it, so I'm very familiar with it. And for anyone wondering, it is also known as Sherman Ranch.
Sherman Ranch, the real name.
Ranch. Skinwalker sounds cooler, though.
We should give them the coordinates. We should give them the coordinates of where it's located.
I don't do coordinates, but if I have to, it's 40-15-29 north by 109-53-18 west.
Nice. So the nearest city would be Ballard, Utah. Is that correct?
That is correct.
There you go.
And the ranch is 512 acres. I don't know how many hectares that is, but it's... 512 acres.
That's 207 hectares.
Did you just know that off the top of your head?
No, I looked it up. Do you want to talk about who owns it?
Yeah, the owner right now, who bought the property for, I believe, like around $200,000 in 2016, is Brandon Fugel.
I like the company that owns it is Adamantium Holdings. A guy likes Adamantium Holdings. He definitely likes Wolverine, which I'm super, super happy that he put a little bit of that in there too. A made up metal.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. No,
it's wicked cool. What are you talking about?
It is. But yeah, no, the guy who owns it, I'm pretty sure he owns like a bunch of properties, and that's just like what he kind of does. I think he was just super interested in the property and the stories behind it and what's happened. And he wanted more people to visit it because the owner before that, Robert Bigelow, who owned it for, I think, like 20 or 30 years. But yeah, bought it in 1996 and then obviously sold it to Brandon Fugel. They were really limited on what they were kind of sharing with everything. It was like the government was allowed to be in there and they were checking things out and they were kind of keeping things hush hush, and nobody likes that. No one wants things to be hush hush.
Nope.
It's not fun. But yeah, there have been an awful lot of UFO sightings at Skinwalker Ranch.
Which, you know, there's a lot of UFO sightings in the Arizona, Utah, a lot of coffee. Arizona, Utah, and Nevada area, that little area. And a lot of the declassified information that has been coming out from the U.S. government validating all of our suspicions of UFOs, I think that is really neat that this Brandon Fugle, or Fugle, is just letting everybody come in to check it out. Fugle. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if something's haunted, like, or having issues, like, I think there should be, like, you should be allowed to go investigate that or check it out. I think it's kind of annoying when places are owned by the government or the government kind of gets involved and they don't want people to check it out. It's kind of like, you know, why? Like, whether or not it's true or not, whatever it is that we're talking about, why can't you let people, you know, check it out? But we've talked about this in past episodes. Specifically, we talked about it in the last three-part mega episode that you just hosted.
Yeah, that was a rough
this episode is just going to be one episode. We're just going to touch on a couple of things that I find fascinating. But like you talked about at Bridgewater, there have been cattle mutilations.
By the way, you're going to have to come back to some of this stuff in a later episode.
Oh, yeah.
There's way too much stuff again.
There's a lot. Yeah, we're definitely diving into some more populated and more well-known, and just a lot of stuff has happened on these pieces of land. But cattle mutilations, they've been a part of this area for decades. And what's interesting, especially if you watch the show Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, is when the team finds that there's been a cattle mutilation, they actually had cameras all over. And they were actually able to identify that something was going on with the individual cattle herd, animal, whatever, before it got mutilated. So they found the animal completely, like, just, you know, dead, and like its eyes had been like ripped out, stuff like that.
Awesome.
And then when they went back and checked out the footage, they could see that the rest of the herd had like moved to like the other side of the enclosement that they were in, and kind of left the one cow to be alone. And it didn't even like try to like go back to them. It's not like it was trying to follow them and they were like, no, get away, you get away. It wasn't like that at all. It was just, it's almost like it knew, like either something was happening or about to happen. And I think that's interesting. I know that probably happens a lot with cattle mutilations. I feel like animals are much more in tune with nature, the earth, probably other activities. I mean, they say like dogs can like smell cancer and you know stuff like that that like we can't even comprehend. We just have no way of knowing stuff like that. But if something was about to happen, it seems logical that a cow would know that, yeah, it was about to get mutilated or studied, or maybe something had already even happened to it like beforehand.
Now, do you feel like this was a dissection, or do you think that it was just crazy mutilation?
Well, on the show, it's hard to tell. I mean, if it's been going on for decades, I'm sure every incident is not identical. But on the show, the one that that I was kind of referencing, it happens like that. Like, just like that. Like that.
He's snapping.
I'm sure you can hear it. But yeah, no, when they go and look, and you know, they were just around the herd, and they go back, and it's just like it's happened. It's like crop circles. I kind of feel like crop circles almost happen instantaneously.
But we already know that crop circles are a hoax.
Not all of them, though.
No, we haven't seen anybody else making them. But the two guys that originally made them said, we did this all. It's all us. We're the first ones that would ever happen. They were from us. They were ever recorded. So while we can't explain all of them now, we can kind of explain how they're made because they all look the same. And I'm sure other people are copycats. But mutilating cows, I don't see, unless humans are horrible people, worse than I ever possibly imagined, to mutilate or dissect a cow.
Well, how could they do it so quick?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But when it comes to crop circles, they've actually found some crop circles that they can't explain how, but the piece of crop is actually not, like, broken. It's like, pulled into the earth.
Do you feel like those are aliens doing it then?
Well, no. I'm just
asking. But do you think they're aliens?
I don't know what they would be saying, but I don't know what... I don't know. What?
Maybe they're like the landing coordinates or something. Okay, here's my question. I guess I just want to get to this one part. Why are there only two types of aliens? Why are there ones that make crop circles and then there's ones that want to do butt stuff? I don't understand why. I don't know why there's two different kinds. Why can't we just have one friendly crop circle kind? Now we have ones, aliens that are presumably aliens, I'm going to say, that are doing crop circles and then just busting the crap out of cows. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Like, just pick the friendly thing to do. Do some basket weaving, which I think is like crop circles. Okay, I'm going to stop.
That is like crop circles.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to cow mutilations or just animal mutilations in general, I don't know what aliens would be getting out of that.
Unless
what are they studying?
Yeah, maybe it's a form of dissection that's just very quick or something. Who knows? The eyes are ripped out. Are there anything wrong with their brains, I wonder?
But, like, why just specifically cows? Is that, like, how in, like, every junior high everyone dissects a frog? Like, that's just what we do to frogs, and frogs are like, oh, no, Timmy's gone missing. He must have gotten dissected by a junior high biology teacher.
We did, right? We did baby pot-belly pigs. It was horrible.
Okay.
That was horrible for me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously different schools do different things, but I feel like the general consensus is frogs are, you know, what's kind of the norm.
I was in AP bio though, so.
Oh, look at you. That's short for advanced placement.
And AP physics.
APP.
I was smart for Florida high school.
So dumb is what he's saying.
I think they're like 50 in the nation, so yeah, pretty much.
Good grief.
Yeah.
One of the other big things that I want to talk about with Skinwalker Ranch, before we go completely off the rails and just keep talking about APPs. is the superintendent of the ranch. His name is Tom Winterton. Yeah, he's on the show and Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. And yeah, the show's probably a little bit fake. I'll say it. That's fine. I'm not saying it's all real. I'm not saying it's all fake. There's some acting going on.
It's contrived.
Yeah, I'll admit that. But the interesting thing that I want to talk about with Tom is that this man seems to get injured a lot. They've had people come over from different companies and do like radiation testing and stuff like that, trying to figure out like if it's coming from above, below, different parts of the land. There's different homesteads, there's different buildings on the land, and they found some interesting things in the buildings as well. But it does seem to have some higher level of radiation in some areas. But the interesting thing about it is it spikes without warning. It's not just like a constant, like, yes, this area has radiation because of this. It's just, it won't be there. And then the next minute, it'll be high enough that, like, if you were standing there for, like, an hour, you would, like, die of cancer. Like, it spikes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they can't seem to find out why. But what's interesting is when he first took the job at the ranch, it was 2014, and he didn't believe in anything paranormal, just, you know, a normal Adam.
Just me.
Just you. He started digging near Homestead 2 and got a terrible headache. And a lot of the people that have worked on the ranch, even with previous owners, they kept some of the like security from previous owners, and just people that were involved before the new owner took it over said that you should never dig. Anytime you dig on the property, something seems to happen. And I think it's almost like a, I don't want to say like a Native American burial ground, because that's not necessarily what it is, but I think it has the same premise of don't disturb the land. It just kind of has that mentality and flow going throughout the whole thing. But anyway, he got a terrible headache and ended up going to the doctor. And there were some tests done. And he had an unexplained bump on his head. They couldn't figure out where this bump came from. And now on the show, what's cool is they actually put photos on there from when he was at the hospital. And the skin started peeling from his scalp. And you can actually see, yeah, it's interesting.
Dude, you're gross.
I know, I'm so gross.
No, he is.
Oh, he's, well, it's not his fault.
Put a plastic bag over that thing if you come to my house. Gross. You're disgusting.
We're sorry, Tom. We don't mean any of it.
I mean it. You're gross. You're peeling head? Come on, man.
What if he's like our biggest fan? He's like, oh, great. They're doing an episode
on me. I didn't say I didn't like him. I just said he was gross. His peeling head is disgusting to
what,
me.
What do you like that's gross?
What?
You said you didn't say you didn't like him. You said he was gross. What?
Well, I'm sure he's a fine human being. I hope he loves our podcast, but you got to admit, brother, your peeling head is disgusting.
But anyway, he underwent
some lotion on that shit.
Some different surgeries, and they were able to drain it. There were some fluid built up.
Ooh, he's, and, big old zit.
He's apparently not quite been the same ever since.
I wouldn't be the same after that, would you?
I don't know. It hasn't happened to me.
I wouldn't be the same. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be the same.
Well, so anyway, that happened before the show started. That's not on the show. It's talked about on the show, and there's pictures of it happening from when he visited the hospital, and you can actually see like the x-ray of his skull and stuff, and it's kind of gross, and I don't know how you fabricate that. There's no way that's fake. Now, some people could come out and say, well, it was a tumor, something like that, and I guess it's possible. That sort of thing can set on pretty quick, but I mean, the likelihood is that it could be related to something else, since he didn't seem to have any health issues before. So anyway, any time after that on the show that any of the team has wanted to dig or anything like that, he has left and hasn't had any health issues since then. So, good. I mean, you know, good for him. Let's have a round of applause for Tom.
Golf clap. We don't want it to peak, the sound to peak.
I'm okay with it peaking.
Because I have to fix it.
That's what post is for.
We'll fix it in post.
That's why we're not doing anything live. Other UFO-related activity that has occurred on the property, though, is strange lights. Now, there's a... I'm forgetting what Earth terms are called, but there's like a mountain at the edge of the ranch. yeah, there's a mountain. We'll just call it a mountain because I don't know what else to call it.
Well, it's in Utah, so I mean, it's rocky.
Yeah, and it kind of like plateaus, but periodically throughout the night, there'll be like lights, and they only seem to show up on like infrared cameras, or like night vision cameras, I'm sorry. Like you don't see it with your naked eye. It's like a spotlight or a beam that'll come and move, but there's nothing on the other side. Like you can, while it's happening, go and look up there, and there's no light coming from it. So they're not sure if it's coming like from the sky shooting down, or if it's coming like below the earth shooting up. But it seems to be not normal light, because it, like I said, it doesn't seem to show up to the naked eye.
Perhaps some sort of mineral deposit or something. I know that if you're looking at the moon with special cameras, we can see glowing reflections on these special sensors, and we found that they were that either it was mineral or water deposits, obviously, because there's a lot of water on the moon. So maybe it has something to do with a mineral deposit reflecting some sort of light.
It could be. I mean, if you want to go scientific, I'm sure you could explain.
Well, if it's a ferrous mineral, if it's a ferrous like rock or mineral, then I also could explain a lot of the stuff we've already been talking about, you know, and as far as like, have we talked about magnetic fields yet, or I just jumped ahead on accident?
No, go ahead. You take the lead for a second, since you're diving in.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but there's also been invisible objects, they say, emitting destructive magnetic fields. Among those involved were retired U.S. Army Colonel John B. Alexander, excuse me, who characterized an effort to gather hard data using a scientific approach that the NIDSCI conducted. He said he had a bit of difficulty obtaining evidence that could be consistent with a scientific publication, but acknowledges there was something there. So, I think there's got to be some magnetic type of metals or something in there that's causing this. If there's a lot of them in the ground, they could be creating all sorts of disturbances. And not only with those lights that we just discussed, but we all are aware that our bodies we have a lot of iron in our blood. It's a known fact. It's one of the ways that the chemical luminol works in crime scene investigations. It's the iron in your blood that that it kind of attaches to. So
blood.
When people are having all these illnesses and stuff, maybe it's because of high magnetic fields in certain areas that could actually change with the rotation of the Earth, right? With the precession of the Earth's axis. If you think about our axis and the degree in which it's set on and different kinds of seasons, maybe these things become more magnetized at certain times of the year. Maybe the Earth's magnetic field is creating something within these rocks. It could be those times that the aurora borealis dips further south. Maybe I'm just throwing every possible, I'm not a scientist, every possible idea out there. Maybe that's when that's happening, during when there's a more activity with solar flares in the sun. Maybe that's when it's happening, you know?
It's possible.
I'm trying to throw more possible. I mean, it's an odd place, so maybe that can kind of account for more things and sightings that people have seen.
You know, we had issues with our cameras when we stayed at the Hotel Monte Vista.
We did. We had some serious issues, actually.
And a lot of stuff that I've read about places and electronics having issues sounds like malarkey.
It is.
But then when it happens to you, you're like, oh, all of a sudden you think about all the stuff you've read and you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe something did happen here or there for whatever reason. But that's another thing that happens at Skinwalker Ranch is a lot of times batteries will drain very, very quickly. They'll have equipment, whether it be their cell phones or whatever they're doing on that day when they're working. They might be doing like drill work or something, and they'll have fully charged batteries from either their equipment or if companies come in to do work, and they'll sometimes they won't even like start working, or they'll get out there and their phone will be dead. And there's just really no way to explain that off. I mean, I
believe in those things. Probably there's a lot of lightning strikes around there too. You know, you know, they talk about unidentified flying objects like orbs and things like that. Well, those are like those lightning balls and things. You know, electricity is to magnetism. You know, it's the electromagnetic force.
I thought you weren't a scientist.
Well, I like books, so I'm a nerd. So that could be something. In my brother-in-law Paul, which, you know, we're not married, but I feel like he's kind of your brother-in-law too because we're so close. He's like my brother. Clay's like my brother. But he was electrocuted very badly as a child, and now he can't wear watches or anything. He kills watches every time he wears them.
Yeah, like he stabs them.
Yeah, kind of like that. The watch batteries die in his arm.
Oh, okay.
Rapidly, within like days. Not brand new watch will last some days. He's been like that his entire life since. Like electronics fail around when he wears them. Like it's he can't be around them for long periods of time. So he can't wear a watch. I've seen it happen. So again, a lot of iron in your body, you know, magnetism. Maybe something happens within the body, right? Interesting stuff though. But yeah, you know, and as far as, you know, the last thing wrong with the cameras were messing up. I just filmed two auditions like 2 days ago. The cameras and HDMI cables and everything are fine. The same monitors we use are all fine. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Only happened in the Monte Vista.
But I think between that and radiation, and yeah, that could lead to Tom Winterton's health issues. But anytime there's like real issues happening to actual human beings, that's sort of scary too. I mean, I don't know that I would be too keen on digging there if I had known that a man has dug there twice and ended up in the hospital both times.
Absolutely. Like,
I just, whether it's just, yeah, he's digging up radiation and getting tumors very, very quickly because it's so bad for him that if he stayed there too much longer, he could have died. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Y'all get the hell out of there. Aren't there poltergeists here? Didn't someone say something about poltergeists? I like Poltergeist. I like the movie.
Well, there's not the movie here, but I haven't really seen anything about Poltergeist. It's much more UFO based than haunted based.
But some of the owners, I think it was it Robert Bigelow reported seeing Poltergeist.
Yeah. Now, he has reported things, but like I've said, all of his research was pretty much kept under wraps. Like,
okay.
Yeah, right here it says that there have even been, like, Bigfoot-like creatures, which seems to be the trend at every piece of land known to man.
I like cryptids, though. We've already talked about this. Yeah. I like cryptids.
But crop circles, glowing orbs, like we mentioned, and poltergeist activity was reported by its former owners. All of that research, though, is kept, like, on the down low. Like, the government does not want that to get out. And when Brandon Fugel bought the place, he wasn't really given any of the information about it. It was basically like, yeah, here you go, and we're out.
Huh.
So
he had to find all this on his own, huh?
Yeah, so that's why he wanted to do the show. And again, you can think what you want about the show. Maybe you're a skeptic, don't believe it. It's television.
It's pretty well orchestrated, everything there on that show.
It is. But I think a lot of the content, if you just break down the content and what they have going on, I think a lot of it is interesting. Because, yeah, it's not like your typical, like, they're not ghost hunting. They're finding weird incidences with radiation and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't want to touch too much on the show because you can just go and watch the show. But in one of the episodes they did, they actually thought that they were having radiation above. They were finding, they had a map with a camera that they were using, and they found that there was radiation above them, like 200 feet or something like that. So they sent this device up that was going to measure the radiation. They put it on like a balloon, and the balloon went up. And as soon as,
like a weather balloon,
yeah, like a hot air weather balloon. But as soon as the device got up, they actually lost communication with it, and the device stopped working. So yeah, that goes back to cameras not working, electronics malfunctioning. But yeah, if there's radiation there, it leads the question as to why there.
Now, why do they call it? So for one, Adamantium Real Estate LLC. It's a Delaware limited liability company. A lot of companies are out of Delaware. It's cheaper to do that. But they're based in Salt Lake City. They own Skinwalker Ranch. And they filed a U.S. trademark application for the service mark Skinwalker Ranch on February 15th, 2017. And it was approved and registered in 2020. So providing recreation facilities, entertainment services, namely creation, development, and distribution of multimedia content. So there's definitely an aspect of this, not discounting anything, that this gentleman, Mr. Fugel, intended upon selling this for entertainment well before the television show was ever out or ever conceived. That he'd orchestrated a lot of this. He's a smart businessman. He probably saw a lot of stuff in this and was like, this is like the Beetlejuice thing, where like we can make this into a theme park, right?
Yeah.
So, but
it'd be like buying the Titanic. If you could find a way to buy the Titanic and turn it into like a museum, shoot, everyone would be buying tickets to go to that, to see what the Titanic was like, or some other, big. Other haunted places and.
Oh, he didn't like even announce he was the owner of their ranch until 2020. He wouldn't even announce it. So he definitely didn't.
Which is right around when the show came out. So yeah, I'm not disagreeing. He did do a lot of orchestrating to get this ball rolling, but it does seem like there was a lot of stuff going on there beforehand. And I don't know if he believes any of it.
I think that he was trying to protect his reputation. And I think that's why he did register all this stuff, but I think he was probably more reluctant to let it out because he's like, that stuff's embarrassing. If you think about it, like if you see all the stuff, you're gonna be like, this is kind of embarrassing to me. And but he knew there was a value to it, and finally he's like, yeah, you know what's real? I'm gonna tell everybody that here I am. The guy is my age, for God's sakes. He's a real estate guy. I've done nothing with my life. I should have done more in my life.
You host a show called Talk About Scary.
Talk About Skinwalkers. By the way, are there any skinwalkers on Skinwalker Ranch? Are there any evidence of skinwalkers?
No, I think the name is just they like the name.
Because it's so close to the reservation, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably going for that, you know, Navajo legend of vengeful shamans. And
it borders on the Ute Reservation.
Yeah, it does.
And they're Utes. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right, guys. UTE are the indigenous people of the Ute tribe and culture among indigenous peoples of the Great Basin. They've lived in sovereignty in the religious in the regions of present-day Utah and Colorado in the southwestern United States for many centuries until European settlers colonized their lands. I wanted to say that we do a lot of stuff on here that has Native American roots, and I always like to give a shout out to the Native people of that area because they deserve it. That was their area. And a lot of times people of European descent will cash in on the Native American side of things without giving that credit to them. So I like to do that when I can. So what do you think, man? What do you think about all this?
Radiation, strange magnetic anomalies, that sort of thing. I mean, I believe in ghosts, but I think that sort of thing is more terrifying because there's no way to explain that, and that sort of thing is actually happening. Now, I left this out. You asked about skinwalkers. There have been reported large animals with piercing red eyes that were apparently unscathed when struck by bullets. To me, that's a little bit too far.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the proof?
No, there's no proof.
I mean, no one's thought to like get a video of that. There's videos of other things like the cattle mutilations like we talked about, but that to me seems more like we've got this haunted attraction or this weird place and they're selling it and that's cool. I dig that, but then we got to have a name, Skinwalker Ranch. Let's just say that there's animals with piercing red eyes.
Can't even say that we see skinwalkers, which is another terrifying thing we'll have to cover in another episode. But
yeah,
no skinwalkers.
Yeah, no, I think it's just a play on it. Maybe someone saw one thing one time and they shot at it and missed and it got away. It's unscathed. I don't know.
And we might change our minds later on about it, but since we haven't had anybody on here that's talked about skinwalkers yet, and we haven't touched on that, I can't definitively say what I feel about it.
I find Skinwalker Ranch fascinating. I don't know how much of that is because I like the show. I definitely recommend checking out the show and watching more than one or two episodes. I think you got to kind of get into it and see what's really going on there and just see different aspects. I think they have two seasons right now, so definitely.
Coming up on season three, though.
Check it out. It's interesting. But
all right.
That's about all the time we have for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed learning something about Skinwalker Ranch. I know it's pretty well known and most people have at least heard about it or what it might contain within its ranchiness.
Ranchy goodness. Hidden Valley right there. Well, to all our creeps, we want to say thank you for listening again and creep it real.
Creep it real, guys. We'll see you next time. Except we won't see you. You can just hear us.
We definitely see you. I'm probably going to go for a little walk my skin around.
At the ranch?
Eat some ranch.
Did you know that in European countries, cool ranch Doritos are actually called cool American?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that? I'm going to turn this off now. We know Mexico, they don't have sour cream anymore.